להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. ואמונתך בלילות, ואמונתך בלילות, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. להגיד בבוקר חסדך. להגיד בבוקר חסדך. ואמונתך בלילות, ואמונתך בלילות.
חברים יקרים, את ההכנה לשיעור.
Dear friends, the preparation for the lesson was prepared by Petach Tikva 22, Rivadim, Azerbaijan, Midwest, Chicago, St. Louis, Peter, 10 number 1, and now let's hear Touche from the Bulgarian group. Touche, please.
Good morning, friends. It's great to be on duty today with all the European friends, and to be our second day in the sukkah. And yeah, we're here together. Everyone is excited, and hopefully we'll have one great lesson. So, l'chaim.
Kutzat Bulgaria, bevakasha.
Bulgaria, please. Good morning, everyone. Continuing our preparation, Rabash, Article 16, but the more they afflicted them. It is written, and the children of Israel sighed because of the labor. All the sighs were not because they were lacking anything. They lacked only one thing, meaning they did not wish for any luxuries or payment. Their only lack for which they felt pain and suffering was that of not being able to do anything for the Creator. In other words, they wished that they would have a desire to give contentment to the Creator and not to themselves, but they couldn't. And this afflicted them. Question for an active workshop. I have no lack for bestowal. Therefore, I'm forgetting to ask. What can we do now in order to remember and ask again? I have no lack for bestowal, and therefore I forget to ask. What can we do now in order to remember and ask?
צריך שחשוב לנו להשפיע, זה משהו שאנחנו יכולים לתת אחד לשני.
We need importance of bestowing. This is something we can give to each other to enable the strengthening of the quality of bestowal and why it's so vital for our life now.
We have to give each other the greatness of the Creator, and that regardless of what we feel, there is always place, there is always room to add. You can always look like an old man looking for deficiencies. This is what we have to do.
I'm all for simplicity. There's this complexity. We came here to achieve connection with the friends and hear the lesson from a common ear. If we lose that point, then we have to ask the upper force to help us connect. What is that? To integrate with the friend. What is that? To hear the friend in a workshop and see that it's what's coming out of my heart.
The Creator is revealed to us through our attitude toward the friends. If I forget to ask, then probably I also forget about the friends, or forget about my attitude toward them. And therefore we have to do many things for each other, toward each other, really make attempts all the time to create one big common tent, to search for contact with one another in order to search for connection with the Creator.
When I see that the goal is not important to me, that's a good thing, because it gives an opportunity to ask for it to be important. And generally, in the spirit of this period, we need to ask for it to be important to us. We need to ask for the lack to bestow to the Creator. And when you will discover the importance, that's already the fulfillment. That's what we were expecting the Creator to give us.
Now, this is what we should pray for, that will lack the lack, to really pray for that, to think about it, to do work in that direction with the entire world clear. This is really an opportunity.
Try to feel the lack that is forming in the world from all the friends who are coming together. Every friend has this spark of importance. We have to be sensitive to it, and then we'll feel the common lack and the Creator's desire that we will unite and come together. And from connecting to each other and nullifying towards each other, we have what to ask for.
Yesterday, in the last lessons, we learned that during the Congress, we have to reach a kind of yearning, longing, like a child that feels this kind of feeling for the very first time toward a girl. And this is exactly where we have to be, because Rav's building everything around that. That we're starting to enjoy the chisaron. That's our new degree. And what can we ask for? For everyone to be in the same motion, that we'll hear each other, because I barely could hear the friends. It's very hard to hear here.
We have to hear each other from our common heart. We have to achieve that despair, that cry, to discover the lack of importance, to see that I don't care, to be sorry for it, to understand that it can't be any other way, and use the time of the lesson to build this common prayer, this call for the Creator. Here in our small ten, and also pour into the big ten together with the whole world kli.
I hear you, man. I hear the friends. Glad to hear you. Yesterday we said that we have to learn how to love. I think that this is the only thing that we're actually talking about. And if we come out of this lesson with the yearning, we talked about like a little child that is in love with some girl, then we really gain something as a result. So let's aim there. Let's really direct ourselves at feeling this chisaron, this longing toward the Creator, the friends, not only physically, but to really want to feel them more important, closer, to want for them all the time. If we'll come out of the lesson a bit stronger in this respect, then it's our gain.
And we'll remind each other this prayer throughout the lesson, because the nature of the will to receive is to to lower this importance, and we need to always do the counter effort on our part.
Friends, question for a silent workshop. How do we work? How do we activate or work with this yearning after everything that we have received from above? How do we enact it?
חילצת נפשי, אוי נפשי ממוות. כי חילצת נפשי, אוי נפשי ממוות. אתני, אתני, אתני Eteni, 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 Eteni